Wall Street veteran Bernard Madoff has been arrested and charged with running a $50 billion Ponzi scheme.
Congress wants to know what caused the Enron meltdown.
Now, while the collective rage currently is focused on WorldCom,
Tyco CEO Dennis Kozlowski was convicted of looting hundreds of millions of dollars.
This is one of the biggest fraud cases ever.
Their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
Find out more on this week's episode of White Collars, Red Hands.
And the Lord came to me. He came to me in a dream. And he told me to make a currency. He told me to make a currency that all his followers could buy and gain wealth. And the wealth would be plentiful. They thrived. And they became the richest people in the land. And all you have to do is buy into this currency. Yes, buy into this currency. And the Lord will bless you and make your money plentiful. Find out how on this week's episode of White Collars, Red Hands.
And that's how the American dollar was invented.
That's it. That's how it is, folks.
That's it.
We are no longer a white collar crime channel. We are a history channel.
Ooh, I'm sure people would love that. Oh,
we could have a fun history podcast, actually.
All right.
Getting fun.
All right.
I like history.
History's great. I don't know. I don't know if we're the next historians. Should you feel me?
Oh, well, no.
Should you feel me?
We would just, yeah, maybe we should stick with white collar crime.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, welcome back to another episode of White Collars, Red Hands.
I'm Kashan.
And I'm Nina. And this week, we have a really fun little episode. Spoiler alert, he has not actually been convicted yet. He has just had a civil case brought against him.
Yet! Has been convicted yet!
Yet! It is allegedly, just so we don't get sued.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's really coming for us, right? You know, we're not.
Speak for yourself.
We're not. Shut up. Don't even. Stop. Stop it. Stop. We're not, you know, the big fish in the market that the people are coming after yet.
Yeah.
But maybe if you leave a like and you subscribe. I'm joking. Well, no, I mean, do that.
Joking. But I'm not, please do that.
I'm not going to pitch you right now.
Yeah.
Please like and subscribe so that one day we can get sued. You know, we'll have made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I get sued, I know I have made it in life.
If someone thinks that we're rich enough that we're an actual, like, suitable target for a lawsuit, great.
Hell yeah. Absolutely. So today, we're kind of merging things. We're merging two different topics into one topic.
It's like Reese's peanut butter cups, right?
Well, I wouldn't know.
You got peanut butter in my chocolate. You got cryptocurrency in my megachurch scam.
Yes. Yes, let's get into it. So the topic of cryptocurrency is one that is not only brought up frequently on Dates with Finance Bros, but also has come up more than once on this podcast. We've covered topics such as Sam Bankman-Fried. We even have an entire episode about crypto scams. The concept of cryptocurrency started way back in the 80s with eCash, with pioneers like David Chaum. Crypto became more accessible and became more of a public sensation when Bitcoin entered the market in 2009. 50 Cent made millions off of Bitcoin when he accidentally allowed his music to be purchased with Bitcoin back in 2014.
How do you accidentally be like, okay, fine?
He didn't know that he was allowing Bitcoin to purchase his music, and he made like millions of dollars off of it.
Woof. It's like that pizza that got bought with one of the first cryptocurrency transactions where someone bought a pizza with Bitcoin, and it was a lot of Bitcoin, and it's got to be worth like hundreds of thousands of dollars at least today, that one pizza.
Hell yeah.
Woof.
You never know where a pepperoni pizza can take you.
Probably to the bathroom, if my experience is any indication.
It's me. It'll get me to go home with you. Anyways, I like pizza.
That's
I'm kidding.
A Little Caesars, hot and ready.
That's what they called me in high school. But As we've said before in past episodes, cryptocurrency doesn't rely on any government or bank in order for it to operate. That's why it's so incredibly easy to be scammed with crypto, because there is no real federal regulation or safeguards put into place to guard people from getting scammed.
And of course, this decentralization is the exact reason that people get drawn to it in the first place.
Yeah.
But also has been a breeding ground for scammers.
Mm-hmm. In 2023 alone, 80% of Americans were targeted in crypto investment scams, which that's a lot. I was not among the 80%.
I feel like I've probably gotten an email. I don't read them or pay attention.
I guess it depends on what they're, I don't know exactly what they're classifying that as, but I guess if somebody's Facebook, because we all know that someone has had their Instagram or their Facebook hacked and they're like, I just made $10,000 with crypto. And message me on how.
I know you didn't. You just asked me to buy you lunch the other day. Greg, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's so weird. You said you needed money for groceries and posted your Venmo. And now you made $10,000 with Bitcoin? I don't think so.
Where can I sign up?
Where can I sign up? It also seems like new cryptocurrency is popping up every single day. Honestly, to me, people make it look like it is easy to make a cryptocurrency. It, like, so easy that even a child could do it. But, like, let's be real, a nerdy 12-year-old probably could make it easier than me. It's not as easy as it looks.
I think it's kind of easy.
If you know
to code even a little bit, you can probably do it. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know if this has happened or not, but I wouldn't be surprised if someone had gotten AI to make a cryptocurrency already.
Don't even put that out into the universe.
I'm just saying, like that's where we're at, where it's like,
I mean, unfortunately, yeah, that is.
You know, if AI can scam call me and sound pretty convincingly like a person,
mm-hmm.
then it could make a cryptocurrency. That's all.
Well, if AI can literally take your likeness and make photographs, pornographic content.
Actually, I'm sorry to tell you guys, those videos of me were real.
Oh shit.
I owned it.
Oh fuck.
I pulled an owning it and posted the link on my own Twitter.
Oh, okay, Kim. Well, Eli Regalado is an example of such a person who could make their own cryptocurrency out of nowhere. Before we really get started, I want to remind you the verse of Matthew 7:15.
Everyone pull out your Bibles that you keep close to you all listening to this podcast.
Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves.
Feed them. If they're so ravenous.
They're hungry.
If you just feed them.
They're hungry. Now let's talk about the church. The church has been scamming people left and right since its inception. Just like cryptocurrency, we've covered a number of stories which showcase how corrupt the church can be. We've talked about Mother Teresa, the Vatican, and Jim Baker, just being a few of those. Today's story will marry both cryptocurrency and religion. Now, what every Christian loves is a good testimony, and Eligio Regalado has just that. In his youth, Regalado had a lot of run-ins with the law. From ages 18 to 21, Regalado had been arrested multiple times for possession of burglary tools, trespassing, assault, possession of stolen property, and aggravated motor vehicle theft. He wanted to cover it all. He was a badass.
Aggravated motor vehicle theft. That's when you steal someone's car, but like with an attitude.
You're like, I'm going to steal this car.
You're like, why don't you get out? Okay. I'm sorry. You wore that today. Give me your keys. Give me your keys.
All right. A bumper sticker. Really?
She's like, I don't know why he was so aggravated.
He just wanted him to steal my vehicle. He went to prison for aggravated motor vehicle theft, but was released early. Although he had been released early, got the way he wanted, Regalado couldn't keep himself out of trouble. 6 months after he was released, he was at a house party and broke a beer bottle over someone's face. He then received a felony assault with a deadly weapon charge. This once again led him to prison. While in prison, he felt as though God spoke to him yet again to file another prison sentence reconsideration. And he won. He did it and he won. This put him on fire for the Lord. He really believed in God after this.
Cool. I guess whatever gets you to stop breaking beer bottles over people's heads at parties, I'm down with.
Sometimes, you know what kills me? Is I know a lot of Christians who will say, oh, I felt called by God to do this. God told me to do this. God told me to do that. When it's really just common sense, or it's really just something you want to do, but you're putting God's voice on it to make it seem more legitimate, which you will find out during this episode is something that he and his wife do a lot. However, yeah, just put in file for another sentence reconsideration. Like, that would just be a no-brainer. I don't think God needs to tell you to do that.
Oh, God's telling me to go buy groceries this week. Wait. And God's also telling me that my car's gas is almost out. I should head to BP.
God told one of the popular ones when I was in high school was, God told me to break up with you.
Oh. Chill.
God told me to do that.
Chill.
Oh my gosh.
God told me to not let you break up with me.
Well, then so there's
which
that one.
Which one of us is that telling
one
the truth?
That one happened. That does happen a lot where one person will say, God told me to break up with you. And then the other person is like, God told me that we need to stay together.
God told me that was a test he was giving you.
I was like, God's telling me that this is toxic.
You are a modern day Job. And he's trying to get you to break up with me as part of a trial.
Yes.
But you can't do it.
You can't. Although he came out of prison on fire for the Lord, he did have his ups and downs spiritually. But he eventually found his way back to God and opened faith-based businesses and became a pastor. Now, many people say that Regalado has a salesman-like charm, which most pastors do. Eligio Regalado was the pastor of Victorious Grace Church. Now, Victorious Grace Church, which was founded in 2020, is an online-only church, which is a work-from-home church.
What the hell? This is like a church on Zoom?
Literally, yes. Yes, it's like they pretty much only do their sermons on Facebook, or did their sermons on Facebook and YouTube.
Like, that's stupid, right?
It's televangelism, like, modern day televangelism.
Okay.
Which I will give televangelism credit that they would have a live audience there, whereas he didn't. But he started during the pandemic. So what else was he supposed to do?
Oh, so it was
he's
like,
got to do remote church.
This is the church in the days of social distancing.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is, I mean, my parents' church did that.
Gotta get God into you somehow.
Oh, right. Hell yeah. Hallelujah.
I just imagine like the organ player, just like with one of those really shitty backgrounds on. It's got like doves flying and like sunlight coming through a window as she's like playing a keyboard at home. Just
dun
just,
dun 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 yeah, dun.
Really tickling the ivories.
Dun 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 dun. Yeah. That's a song.
But of course she's on mute because she's 75 fucking years old. And everyone's
doesn't know
like,
how to turn it off.
Margaret, you're on mute, but she's just killing it.
Killing it.
Can't
on
hear
that
you.
Organ.
Can't hear you, but it looks like she's having fun.
For their faith-based businesses, Regalado and his wife Caitlin were in marketing. They had their own company called Grace Led Marketing. But they felt the call from God to not only lead their church and do marketing, but to also start their own cryptocurrency. Regalado said that the Lord told him to start getting involved in crypto, even though they had absolutely no experience with cryptocurrency or coding. But they saw an opportunity and seized it, despite not even being licensed to sell securities.
Oh, God. It's going to be fucking called like Christ Coin or something stupid.
Just wait for it. Christ Coin.
Buy in. Get your crucifix in.
Just trying to get my crucifix, you know. Jesus is on the coins on the cross.
Just...
You will be like this script on it says you will be with me in paradise.
Oh my God.
However, was it a call from God or was it a way to scam employees out of payment? Graceland Marketing owed their employees back pay, and they were starting to have questions about where their money was at. One employee recalls Regalado presenting a new opportunity to him. Instead of giving the employee cash for the work that they did, he would pay them in crypto. Now,
See, I could pay you real money, or
and hear this me is a big out.
Or I could give you this link that says you have 5,000 Jesus bucks.
Jesus dollars. Jesus bucks.
Huh?
Bible bucks.
Bible bucks. Bible bucks. Okay, that's a good one.
Thank you.
So we got Christ coin, Bible bucks.
We'll come up with another one.
Whatever it actually is going to disappoint me now.
Currency.
I'm not going to lie. It's going to be disappointing.
Yeah, it'll be bad. So this is when the Kingdom Wealth Exchange and Index Coin were born. And they were born in 2021. Regalado was quoted saying, "The Lord said it. The Lord did it. The question is, who wants to be a part of it?" Index Coin was marketed as an overwhelmingly safe option to invest into. It is not uncommon for Christians in the United States to get the message that if they are obedient and faithful to God, that they will be financially blessed and prosper. We see this with Joel Osteen as a perfect example, a man whose entire fortune has been built on promises of false pretenses that the Lord will bless you if you just give Joel Osteen 10% of your income, and that God will bless you if you just give your tithe and offering.
These are like, what's the term? Prosperity preachers?
Yes.
I think is the term.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this guy was doing.
It's like, hey, all you have to do is believe in God and you will be rich. And that is why I have a private jet and 7 vacation houses, because I'm just, do I believe in God so hard, guys.
Well, we even saw this with Jim and Tammy Baker when we did that episode forever ago.
I think there's a long history of this. This goes back to like,
literally goes back to the Vatican.
Yeah, you think about the Vatican like the 1500s. They're like, fucking put gold on everything.
Yep.
Hell yeah. We have so many, you know why we got
selling
gold?
Selling indulgences.
We got gold because we believe in God so hard, guys.
Yeah. We're really fucking holy.
He gave us this gold, not us going in and killing a bunch of people in villages.
Absolutely not. It had nothing to do with that.
It was God.
It was the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Just like cryptocurrency, it's easy for churches to scam people out of their money. Corrupt church leaders will use their leadership to sway people's emotions and get them to spend their last dollar supporting their ministry, preaching to their congregations to give up everything and follow the Lord, all while they drive fancy sports cars and live in extravagant houses. There's also a sense of security within the Christian community because you're a Christian and I'm a Christian, so I can trust you. And they believe that they won't stab each other in the back. But this was not the case with the Regalados. The Regalados promised investors that their cryptocurrency was secure and that it was linked to some of the most valuable cryptocurrencies in the world, which wasn't true. And Regalado used his connections in the evangelical community. He lured investors and preyed on their faith. He would set up meetings with pastors and would give them incentives if they just would invest with him. Building this relationship caused Regalado to then gain access to these pastors' parishioners. These pastors were not leading their flock to the path of salvation. They were leading them into a den of lions. Regalado would also have other believers help him sell Index Coin. He had about 12 people that he would pay commission to. 12 disciples, if you will. And of these 12 disciples were his father and brother-in-law. He would pay them a commission of about $15,000 to $27,000, depending on how much they would sell.
This is like per transaction?
I think it was total.
Oh, okay.
It was total.
So that's actually not that much then, right?
No, but they weren't around that long.
Okay,
they didn't. Fair enough. They only sold, but they were actually only selling from 2022 to 2023.
Mm.
So,
also, I am disappointed with Index Coin. There's no biblical reference at all.
No.
Unless
it's an acronym for something that I couldn't find.
They missed such a great opportunity. Now, I think it's indexed like to make them think that it's more stable, like an index fund.
I think so,
too. I think it's just supposed to be misleading.
No, oh, well, the whole thing is misleading, so yeah. The Regalados also told investors that their investments were a tithe and that they were also sowing, which is a term that Christians like to use when they are going, when they are doing good work. Mm-hmm. Investors were also promised that their investments were going to help widows and orphans, which is like the most basic, lame thing you can say that your money is going to.
Hey, where does all this money go?
Widows and
widows
orphans.
Widows and orphans.
Orphan. Yeah.
Yeah. And orphaned widows also. And widowed orphans. So, huh?
Child marriage is still legal in the United States, yeah. So that checks out.
It goes to child brides, but only if their husbands have died.
Otherwise, we'll just marry them off to someone else.
Yeah, yeah. We don't. Other than that, your money does not go to them.
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Prayers and Bible verses were also used to coerce investors into investing with index coin, only furthering the manipulation and deceit. Investors were also told that this was a low-risk, high-profit investment. Regalado would use heightened language and technical terms to confuse investors and make them think that the cryptocurrency was something that it wasn't. He also claimed that God called his cryptocurrency a wealth transfer for his people. Investors were also led to believe that their money was going to help develop index coin and that they were going to be part of a big plan that was set forth by God. They were also promised that index coin and Kingdom Wealth Exchange was approved by a third party auditor, when in reality, it was not.
What do you mean that it was a wealth transfer?
So it was a wealth transfer from God to the people.
God doesn't have any tangible assets. What are you talking about? Like, God didn't send down this cryptocurrency? That's how he tried to say?
But that's what he spun it to make it sound like.
It's like, okay, so God went to the America's First Bank that's up in heaven, right? And he took out from his checking account a hundred thousand fucking Jesus dollars and
Bible bucks.
And he went to the Best Western, also in heaven, and he wire transferred it directly to me. And this is how I did. He just saw, he's like, you know what? The people of middle class white America need a little bit more money.
Yeah.
Hit send on it. It's fucking stupid.
They also claim that index coin was not subject to any state or federal regulations. Now, this may sound crazy to you and to me, but people bought into it. And from its inception, index coin had over 300 investors and made $3.4 million from June 2022 to April 2023. It was extremely easy for investors to pay for it, too. If they were investing less than $5,000, all they had to do was Venmo Regalado or to do a transfer to his marketing account.
Yeah, that doesn't sound sketchy.
Hey, at all.
Can I make a $10,000 investment in this? Yeah, Venmo me. Yeah, sure, bud.
Yeah. I've never bought crypto, but I don't think Venmo is how you buy it. Even though you can buy crypto on Venmo.
There's a
way to do it. I've never done it.
I wouldn't be surprised, but I'd be weirded out if I was trying to make an investment in something and they were like, just Venmo me the money. I'd be like,
yeah, no. That would not be the route that I would go through with my investments. I also think any market or any financial advisor would also tell you not to do that.
Yeah, I feel like, well, I think with all of this so far, if you just like talk to somebody about it, they'd be like,
Hey, what if you didn't do that?
Hey, don't fucking do that. That's stupid. These 300 people probably just didn't have friends.
Well, I think also they probably didn't talk about it with anybody.
Well, it was probably fucking Margaret playing the organ on mute. That's the same person that's getting into this. She's like, well, if God says he's giving out free money, then I guess I'm in.
Yeah, no, literally, that is what was happening. Now, despite hundreds of people investing in their cryptocurrency, index coin was about to take a turn. Now, Cryptocurrency is supposed to have an exit, and you're supposed to be able to sell and trade your cryptocurrency. And by exit, that means you can get out if you don't want to invest in it anymore. Index Coin did not have the ability to be traded, and there was absolutely no exit. And this is because Index Coin was illiquid and worthless. Regalado said that he knew the crypto was illiquid, but he prayed to God that God would provide and deliver them from their shortcomings. It became increasingly clear that Index Coin was, in fact, a scam. Now, as you can guess, the Regalados did not use the money for good. Out of the $3.4 million that was earned, Regalado took $1.3 million for himself, and he used it on a variety of things, including a Range Rover, jewelry, luxury handbags, dentistry, boat rentals, vacations, and an au pair. That's how you say that, right? Or an au pair. No, an au pair.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, an au pair is when you get someone from another country to come live in your home and nanny your kids.
Oh, so a nanny?
Yes, but they're from another country.
Are they French? Usually. French.
Yeah.
Do they wear those little, like the lacy outfits?
I think they have to.
And they have a feather duster?
Yes. Well, that's made. They only pulled the feather duster out when the kids are in nap, taking a nap.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I don't think you do.
No, yeah, I think I know.
Okay. They also spent money on a home renovation project that, quote, God led them to do. The Regalados also sent $290,000 to their church, which does not have an actual building considering that it is online.
Takes a lot of money to add all those effects in the background.
That's true.
All right. That's true. All the that goes on during the sermons. Every single one of those costs $3, believe it or not.
Believe it or not.
It's licensed.
And although they had done plenty of things wrong, the Regalados did pay their taxes. About $500,000 went to the IRS, which is more than we can say for other rich people in this country. However, it shouldn't have been done with investment dollars.
Hey, the IRS, it's law that you have to pay taxes on any crimes that you commit as well.
That's true.
It's the law. You have to.
That is true. Now, when I was talking about those audits earlier, Index Coin was audited by a company called Hacken. And Index Coin was audited by a company called Hacken, but neglected to tell their investors that they had been audited and that their security score was ranked 0 out of 10 and that there were, quote, numerous critical issues.
Maybe it's like golf. Maybe the lower the score, the better.
Oh, maybe it's like that, yeah. And even though they received a less than stellar report, the Regalados posted this in their Kingdom Wealth Exchange forum. Breaking news! Index Coin has been proofed by Hacken, the toughest, most legit credit audit in the world. And before we launch, we are so far ahead of 90% of the cryptos that have existed for years. End quote. That's not true.
Did they not read the audit?
Well, I think, isn't zero the best?
Yeah.
The lower the score, the better.
They're like, fuck yes.
Yeah.
We got it.
Yeah. They had it made. Not only were the Regalados not experienced with crypto, but they were also inexperienced with legalities and operating cryptocurrency, specifically with registration and sale securities. The Regalados were warned by lawyers not to continue with their operation, but these warnings fell on deaf ears. And although they built their crypto empire on good faith, the company could not stand on the promises of God. Regalado had built a company on false promises and had to close Kingdom Wealth Exchange for a short period because of liquidity issues. Before Index Coin was shut down, coins were sold for $1.50 each. The way you paid them, like I said, was through Venmo or a wire transfer. And then every Index Coin was worth $10. And the company was supposed to have sold 30 million coins in circulation. This meant that the company should have had $300 million backing in the coins. However, because of the greed, the company only had around $30,000 in its bank account.
What sets the price at $10?
I think they made it up.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that to begin with anyway, right? It's like coins should be, like, the price should be dependent on the market.
Right.
It's like,
but they weren't part.
But the
only market they were a part of was this Kingdom Wealth Exchange that they made up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is obviously a rug pull scam, right? Like, it's like you pump the money, you get everyone to buy it. They realize they can't get rid of it. And whoop, by the time they could get out, you're gone with the money, except for they were stupid and they just kind of stuck around.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
They operated a perfect scam if they were just like a little smarter and more anonymous.
Mm-hmm. They were not anonymous at all.
Yeah.
When Kingdom Wealth Exchange was shut down, Regalado would post videos in the Kingdom Wealth Exchange forum assuring investors that if they prayed hard enough that their investments would be safe. The Regalados hid why they were shutting down the Kingdom Wealth Exchange from investors and assured them that they would still have their money. Now, Colorado Securities Commissioner Tung Chan filed a complaint against the Regalados for securities fraud and affinity fraud. On January 29th, 2003, a review for a motion put into place to, quote, seek preliminary and injunctive relief damages for investors and for constructive trust to be placed on the defendant's property. Regalado did not attend this review because he was in Zambia attending the Glory Shift Conference, also led to believe that he was probably swindling more people out of their money.
The heck is the Glory Shift Conference?
Some conference that was going on in Zambia for religious people.
Huh.
For pastors.
It's actually the combination between pastors and typists. The Glory Shift Conference.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Eli Regalado came forward with a video to shed light on the situation of what was happening. He did come clean, and I'm going to play a little bit of this video for you all today.
So the charges are that Caitlin and I pocketed $1.3 million, and I just want to come out and say that those charges are true. So there's been $1.3 million that's been taken out of, I think it was a total of $3.4 million. But out of that 1.3, $500,000 went to the IRS and a few hundred thousand dollars went to a home remodel that the Lord told us to do. And so I don't want to try to mince words or try to escape. But I want to, if I can, just communicate to you heart to heart and tell you how we got here. And it wasn't just like we had $1 million sitting there and we decided to go crazy with it.
The Lord told us, okay, get this. The Lord told us, he's like, you need a sunroom, all right? You need a sunroom.
And the Lord said, let there be new wallpaper.
The old one's peeling. I don't know what to tell you guys. I didn't want to do it, but you know.
God told me to, and who am I to not listen to the call of God when he tells me to put in a new bathtub?
He appeared to me in a dream and said, resurface your driveway.
I mean.
I got to answer the call.
And how do I say no to that, you know?
So. Just $300,000.
I'm just following the path of the Lord. I'm just doing what the Lord wants. And sometimes we have to make sacrifices for the Lord.
Yeah.
You know?
And the IRS.
Trust, listen, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lean on your brand new island
in your kitchen. Although it does not mention prison time, they're trying to get people their money back. They're trying to, you know, they're going to get into trouble.
It's purely civil in nature, right? That's
correct.
What it is. It's like this is a lawsuit. That doesn't mean there's not going to be
correct
charges.
Correct.
Oftentimes, these sort of indictments and charges come out first before any sort of like Justice Department gets involved.
Yeah, this is a newer case. When we do get updates on it, we will let you guys know. I hope they go to jail. They definitely deserve to go spend some time in prison after this because, you know, they were preying on vulnerable people. Now, do I think those people could have been smarter? Absolutely. But you still shouldn't be stealing money from people.
Yeah, you can't.
It's literally one of the Ten Commandments.
They're so self-righteous in it, too, how you could just be like, we did do that. And you're like, do you see the problem, though?
Yeah.
Because I don't think you do, because it seems like you're just kind of shrugging it off.
The video is actually 4 minutes long, and I'm not going to play a four-minute video on here, but if you want to go watch it, you can just look up Eli Regalado or Eligio Regalado apology. You can look that up and watch the whole thing if you really want to. And throughout the entirety of that apology, he doesn't feel sorry. You can tell he doesn't feel sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the worst apology video that I've seen because he wasn't playing a ukulele, but...
That's true.
But, still pretty bad.
Yeah, it wasn't
like,
good.
It's like, eh. So they say $1.3 million was stolen. It was.
But listen. I was just doing what God told me to do. So, whoever is greedy for unjust gain troubles his own household. But those who hate bribes will live. Proverbs 15:27. Unfortunately for the Regalados, their greed not only troubled their household, but brought down their entire financial empire. Eli and Caitlin Regalado were so greedy that they scammed fellow believers so that they could afford an extravagant lifestyle that even Jesus warns against. The Regalados are the worst kind of people, stabbing their friends and like-minded individuals in the back to make a profit. It is unclear how this story ends, but as we said, we hope that God will provide, and we will also give you updates on the story when they come.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Yeah. Oh, and don't buy any index coin.
Don't buy any index coin. Honestly, don't.
You probably can't buy it anyway.
I would just advise.
Shut down.
Maybe don't make investments through Venmo.
Yeah, if there's one takeaway from today's episode, don't make investments through Venmo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my biggest one.
Make them in alleys downtown.
Absolutely. Okay? Much safer.
Yeah.
Much safer
option. Invest in a back alley slop job because guess what? Instant gratification is the best kind of gratification.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Fuck delayed gratification. I'm eating that marshmallow right now.
And speaking of instant gratification, you can follow us on social media and give us some likes and follows. We are on facebook.com/whitecollarsredhands. We're on Twitter at whitecollarspod or X. We are on Instagram at whitecollars_redhands. We are on TikTok at whitecollarsredhands. We are also on YouTube at, you guessed it, whitecollarsredhands. If you want another free way to support us, you can do that by leaving a review. You can do that at Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. We love a 5-star review, but an honest review will work as well. An unfree way to support us is by buying some merch. You can go to our website, whitecollarsredhands.com, and click on the merch tab. It'll take you right over to Tee Public, and you can buy whatever you want on there. Mother's Day's coming up, so... buy something for your mom. Another free way, you know, you're broke bitch. Another free way. I'm just kidding.
Don't fucking money shame our listeners.
I'm not. Right? I'm just kidding. I'm broke too. Another way that you can support us for free is by telling a friend. Word of mouth is the best way to let your friends know about stuff and to build things. That was not a well-constructed sentence.
To let your friends know about stuff and to build things.
Hell
absolutely.
Yeah. There's something else I was going to say. Oh, if you hear a white collar crime story and you're like, Nina and Kashawn should cover that, you can send us an email at whitecollarsredhands@gmail.com or you can DM us on one of our socials and we will try to get that covered next season.
Yes. Do fan submitted episode every season. Could you be the next one?
We'll see.
Be the next one?
We'll find out.
Sexy Martha Stewart revisit when?
Gilf.
Hmm?
Gilf. And I think that's it.
Yeah, that's probably enough.
That's enough.
That's enough for today. That's we'll stop. Funny. We'll All stop, right. but we got it. We'll stop. Jesus.
Well, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you on another episode of White Collars,
Red Hands.